we'll call to order Board of Works for May 13th. Had a chance to read the minutes from the April 22nd.
Just on the April 8th, I abstained on that vote.
Did you get that? Okay. Oh, is your mic on? Steve mentioned, yeah, April 8th.
April 8th.
You abstained.
It was a two to nothing vote with Steve abstained.
Yeah, Steve abstained on that. He just wanted to add that. So I make a motion that we approve the minutes of the April 22nd meeting as corrected.
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Moving on, department head reports.
Oh, look, it's a racist. I was trying to say it was a dead heat, but I thought that was a bad joke.
Yes, sir, aye. Praise be on your game. We started the big spring cleanup today. It'll run through the 24th. I think we had 50 orders we picked up today.
Hey, and if I could be as bold as this, take a moment to ask you about rendezvous signage, maybe okay. Going up next week.
It's a bold move, and it's we accept it.
Thank you, sir.
He cheated. Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. Everything's going good with 13 funerals so far this month, and everybody's going in the right place, we hope. And
that's a good thing.
Financially doing well. I mean, that's all I got.
Thanks, Danny.
Slight requirement of the job, yes. I guess. You're a tough act to follow.
To Kornbecker Fire Department. We are up to 932 runs. Our equipment right now is pretty good shape. And right now, if you see our firefighters out, we're getting ready and we're doing our yearly stress testing on our fire hose. It's that time again. So, probably what you see. Thanks.
Bill Cooper, City Inspector, 429 to date. We've had 169 violations sent out and 26 bills for junk and debris.
Thanks, Bill.
Carrie Barmas, Director of the Animal Shelter. We've had 5 new volunteers, 3 reclaims, 2 cats went out, 11 dogs went out, adopted. And 4 animals were surrendered. Animals that came through the door were 9, and a total of 20 went out. So we're making some headway.
Good.
Sure.
Steve Beeman, Vincennes Parks. Last week, I think we had something that happened. Let's see. We had the election. The special election was last week. Just to make sure that everyone knows, we won. There were a total of 1,500 votes. It was 85% to 15% for. So now we'll move forward. This week we have a forming of the holding corporation Wednesday afternoon at 5:30. Those members are Brad Dietz, Jim Kelly, and Tony Burkhart. Then at 6:30, we have our park board meeting, and they'll both be here. And we have some legal papers to get everything going with the lease and all that stuff. The RFPs have been sent out. Those have to be returned by June 4th, 2 p.m., Mr. Mizak. And then at that time, those will be scored by the Technical Review Committee. About the election, though, just to want to thank everyone, starting from the mayor. Without his support, the city council from being behind it, and obviously my board being very proactive from day one when I started, knowing that the pool had a life expectancy that was running out. So everything now hopefully will be smooth sailing. I'm sure there'll be some rough waters, no pun intended, but we will try to work with the community this summer, knowing that we're not going to have a pool. I've talked to Chief Becker about some different things and different groups. We're going to try and do some sort of safety awareness to the public as we get into later in the May and 1st of June when school's out about swimming.
Mm-hmm.
in the pits and places like that, and try to work with different groups to make sure that we can keep an eye on that. So, but we're very pleased with last week's results, and for those that weren't, they could have got out and voted, I guess, so. But that's all we have.
And I just want to say that Steve put a whole lot of work into this. If it wasn't for Steve and the work he did, that we probably wouldn't be where we are today on this pool project.
I agree.
Dusty Luke King, Vincent's Police Department. We are at 3,750 calls for the year. Happy to report May the 31st will be graduation for John O'Brien down at the Southwest Indiana Law Enforcement Academy. We'll be looking forward to having him come back. When he does get back, he'll be in the field training program still for a little while before he's cut out on his own, about 3 months. But we're sure happy to get him back, and the other two guys will be headed down that way first part of July. So looking forward to that. We obviously, since the last time we met, we had a critical incident happen, and we did have five officers down on administrative leave during that time. They are back to active regular duty at this point. What I got.
Thanks, Chief.
You have a new department head, Mr. John Sprague. He has been hired as the new city engineer.
Oh, I'm welcome. John Sprague. I think the mayor passed out a little quick bio. I can hit on a couple of things, just a little bit about myself. Feel free to stop me if you have any questions. I graduated from Purdue in 2005 with a Bachelor of Science in Civil Engineering with a transportation emphasis. I also graduated the Cooperative Education Program, which allowed me to attain 2 years of experience before graduating. The last 5.5 years, I've been with United Consulting out of Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. Some of the projects with my past experience are Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. We did a lot of the vertical control and stormwater drainage around the perimeter of the building. I worked on the Indianapolis Midfield Terminal parking lot. I think we ended up grading enough parking space for 13,000 vehicles. We had some unique drainage aspects that we had to figure out from scratch. That was enjoyable aspect of that project. I've worked on a few different sections of I-69 in Southwest Indiana. I've designed about 4 roundabouts in the Indianapolis area, Carmel and Avon. And I've worked on NDOT highways from 261 in Newburgh all the way up to 31 in south of South Bend, Indiana, and several places in between. Some of the aspects of engineering that I've had a chance to work on throughout my career are alignment profile design, storm sewer design, signal, earthwork calculation, lighting, ADA compliance, pavement design, trail design, utility coordination, various types of permitting, pavement failure mitigation and identification, and construction inspection. I feel like the primary goal for my office is going to be public safety, with a secondary goal being looking out for the best interests of the city, contractually, financially, and strategically for future endeavors. One of the examples of what I can offer the city as far as saving financially, the mayor had a contract on his desk this week that was for a consulting firm to evaluate all the roadways in the city. I think we have 85 or 90 miles of roadway in the city. And they were offering to evaluate every mile of the roadway, take traffic counts, evaluate pavement distress, and make recommendations on pro- proper way to rehabilitate these roadways. And through conversations that I had with the mayor this week, we determined that that's perfectly within my capabilities in my office. So we were able to set that contract aside and essentially save $89,000 for the city and me being able to do that myself. So things like that that I'll be able to do on behalf of the city.
A lot of experience in areas that we need for a lot of our projects and save us thousands of dollars.
I look forward to working with you.
Yeah, when you throw out that Lucas Oil Field, you should just stop there. You don't have to explain it's drainage. You know, I worked on Lucas Oil Field. You know.
Yeah, you have any questions?
No, it's great. Yeah, okay. Obviously we met earlier today, and welcome to the city.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. Okay, move on to old business. First up is the 5K rally for Riley, Gretchen Bruner, and Josh Frederick.
Wouldn't be a Board of Works meeting if we didn't have a 5K.
That's right.
I'm Gretchen Bruner, and Josh is passing out our information. We are here. We would like to have a 5K run walk with the proceeds going to purchase technology and supplies and other items for the students at Riley Elementary. We would like to do this on Saturday, September the 7th. And we would like to use the same route that the YMCA has used in the past for their 5Ks, only we want to start on 11th Street at Riley School.
Chief, you see any issues with that? Or? I mean, it looks like it's all right there in that YMCA, Riley School neighborhood.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the Riley 5K for September 7th as described.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Great, sure. Thanks, guys.
Next is change in old national 5K watermelon run route, Mark McNeese.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, how about that?
Just because you're throwing paint, you got to change it.
We're going to make a change in the route. This route will be considerably safer. The old route went through Purdue, south out there, and then all through the city streets, and it was a nice route. It was nice and flat, but the problem is it cost us a lot of time and effort to put enough safety people out there. We changed the whole premise of the festival run. It's going to be a color run now. Mm-hmm. That's where they throw the dry cornstarch color all over people as you run. It's a blast. It's a lot of fun to do. We are, in a sense, though, going to take it from on First Street, go up, and you can, because it's not a timed run, it's not necessary. If there's a train that comes, we're actually going to go over the train tracks and go and loop around into
Vincent. Two laps.
Yeah, we'll do two laps. The premise behind this is in a color run, there tends to be more families involved. So you can do one lap with your kids and then drop them off, and you could finish the run yourself and have a good time with it. The farmers market is currently aware of what we're going to be doing that day. They're kind of limited until that run is over, basically in the parking there. And I've talked to the people at the farmers market. They're fine with it. I mean, it brings an additional 300 people right in front of them. Sure. So I think they'll be happy with that part of it. The people I do not have approval from as of right now is Vincent University. They're not aware of this, but it is a public street. It's your guys' call first. You have to come here first, and then I'll go to VU.
Are you throwing paint over there by there?
Yeah, we will be, but it's biodegradable, 100% biodegradable. It's essentially powdered cornstarch is what it is.
So how far apart are the paint-throwing stations on these things then?
That's still to be worked out, but there's five stations in total, so you'll break it up in even routes, and you'll each have a packet at the beginning. Don't worry about it going down the drain or anything like that. If it waters, it's cornstarch, biodegradable. Yeah. It works.
And these are untimed then, is that right?
They're essentially untimed. There will be a clock up there to kind of let you know where you stand. If you want to run the entire thing, you can kind of get a pretty good timing that. But the idea is to get more fun, get more people out,
kids five and under even free with their parents. I think that we'll have a lot more participation in this. We're limiting it to 200. The reason is we have to order color, and we have to order that stuff way ahead of time to get here. So it's just a slight change. It'll actually be much easier on, I think, on the police and all those things. We'll be using Culbertson Boulevard a little bit, which will be fun.
So I'll make a motion that we approve the new route for the Vincent's Watermelon Color Fun Run to include the attached two laps on First Street and Culbertson Boulevard.
Thanks. I'll second the motion.
Expect you to be running in it. Or walking, or hopping, skipping, jumping.
You got clown painted last year, so it's only good.
Aye. Just a side note, Mr. Sprague, you can blame him for Ford Road, too. He's the developer and designer of Ford Road as well.
Nice.
So I don't get all that blame for that. So thanks.
It's a great road.
It is an awesome road. Really.
Thanks, Mark. Okay, moving to new business. Banner for our Halloween Safe Stop.
And we're all the way up to Halloween now? Man.
We'd like to have permission to hang our banner on Hart Street from the October 21st to 31st, with the Safe Stop being on Thursday the 31st of October from 5 to 7.
Those dates are good.
You're good with that, Dan? You got everything you need? Okay. Make a motion to approve the hanging of the banner for the Halloween Safe Stop from October 21st through the 31st.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Next is banners for music camp. Pastor Joe Gregory.
Joe Gregory with First Church of God here in town, requesting permission to hang our annual music camp banners. Music camp this year is July 8th through the 12th, and so we're requesting June the 10th through the 24th on Washington Avenue, and then June 24th to July 8th on Hart Street.
Where were the dates again on Hart?
June 24th to July 8th.
July 8th. June the 10th through the 24th on Washington, and the 24th through the 8th on.
Oh, was it college? Okay, excuse me.
College.
Washington and college?
Right.
Okay.
And those dates are good.
Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve the hanging of banners for the Church of God Music Camp on Washington Avenue from June 10th through the 24th, and College Avenue from the 24th through July the 8th.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Pastor.
Next is New Wave Communication Fresh Air Flicks. Megan Foster.
I'm disappointed. This isn't Megan.
I was wondering if you'd call me out on that. I am not Megan Foster. I'm not as pretty as she is. Would you guys like to see a copy of the movies for this year?
Sure. It's great. That'll list, thanks. Sure. Nice. Nice movies.
Thank you.
Wow. Hotel Transylvania. Kind of looks like a dark theme here. You know, you got dark shadows.
By the way, I'm Mark Bookout instead of Megan Foster. We did have a request from the Downtown Business District this year to have fewer children's movies and have more movies that may appeal to adults. So that's what we tried to do, is split it up 50-50. And the first one is this Friday, and it's Skyfall. So I guess our request from you guys is you allow us to close the street downtown where we best way pulls the truck in, and we put the projector up, and of course ask you gentlemen if you have any questions about our plans for this year.
I mean, it'll run similarly as you have in the past, right? I mean, people just set up lawn chairs, and then you have some refreshments and things that are there.
Absolutely. One thing that we did a little bit differently last year, and that we're going to do a little bit differently this year, is Instead of New Wave setting up a concession stand, we're going to attempt to have local organizations come out and set up concessions, and whatever money they earn from the concessions, they can contribute towards their own programs.
Yeah.
So little bit less work on us, plus it's an opportunity for local organizations to, you know, make a few $100 to help them out. So,
okay.
Exactly. No, but other than that, exactly what we've done in the past. And we'll start the movies at dark, which 9:15, I mean, later gets into the summer, and, you know, it just,
right,
whenever it's dark.
Right. Yeah, we know how that goes.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll make a motion to approve the Flush Air Flix use of the actually you get the Park Service to approve the use of the property, correct? You just need a street closing from us.
Yes, sir.
And the attached schedule from May 17th through October 18th.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Okay. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks. I'll tell Megan you missed her.
Yeah.
Next is Red Skelton Festival. Thanks, Shyla.
No Ann Pratt, you're flying solo.
Yeah, Ann's not here.
Shyla Beam, CVB. I'm speaking on behalf of Ann.
This might as well go that much quicker.
Yes. Got it. I'll go for Ann first. The Red Skelton Festival Committee requests permission to close the parade route for the parade on June 8th. I believe that's the homecoming route. Parade route, okay. And then Wednesday night, June 5th, we request permission to use the city parking lot on 3rd and Vigo, and then close the street as well from Main to Vigo on 3rd for the bathtub races.
Okay.
And then, do you want to do them all at the same time, or?
Sure.
Okay. And then on Saturday, June 8th, request the street closure on Patrick Henry Square, the U there around Patrick Henry Square, and then permission to hang up the banner from May 27th to June 10th.
May 27th through June
10th.
10th?
Yeah.
Good on College Avenue?
That's on College.
Yeah, that's the only one available.
Okay. Yeah. Between 5K races, 5K races and hanging banners. Okay. And we would invite any interested parties in signing up for the bathtub races, including the police. Fire department and the police department. Fire department's the defending champion, I believe. So
How about
the city engineer's office? You know, just takes four people. You get three other people to. And I know the hospital is going to participate again this year, so we're kind of anticipating a few more. Entries. So,
yes,
we will make a motion to approve the various events and closings for the Red Skelton Festival, which is the first week of June, to include the parade route on June the 8th, the use of the city parking lot on the 5th, closing of the street for the bathtub races, and the hanging of a banner from May 27th till June the 10th.
And I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Shyla. Thanks for all your help.
Next is driveway curb cut. 1006 Old Whitman Road. Kevin.
This is legitimate Board of Works business. Now.
Yes.
We all know what to do.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm Kevin Horton. My wife and I plan to build a new house on Old Wheatland Road and ask for your permission to cut a driveway.
And just so you know, John can come up. He's looked at this, and you should have this information you just received.
Is that the one that we had the handout on?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of your questions is if you need a culvert or.
I had a chance this afternoon to drive out there and take a look at the lot, and it looks like a drive is going to work just fine without the necessity of a culvert. There's a little bit of a ditch in front of the road that has drainage going that direction, and I'm recommending that we kind of fill that in to perpetuate positive drainage.
Now I know where this is.
I actually make that a little bit better. Based on what I saw out there, it looks like we probably already have a little bit of pooling. And if we make this small correction to the ditch in front of this property line, then it'll actually alleviate that drainage problem, and we'll be able to fit a drive in there fairly easily. So okay. If he's okay with these recommendations, then I'm okay with it too. Right. There's a little bit of a defined ditch here, and there's the high point looks like it's about right there. As long as that high point this direction, get it drain out.
Right. Okay. So basically, from the Board of Works, the only request is actually for the curb cut, correct? And then the other, you're making suggestions for the other drainage. Do I need to mention
actually,
that?
Right. You've agreed that you'll do it to...
Okay, so I'll include that in my...
Guys will be there.
Okay, so I'll mention that in the motion then. So were there other questions you had, or... Okay, so we're going to make a motion that we approve the curb cut for the driveway at 1006 Old Wheatland Road that will include the city engineer's recommendations on drainage.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great.
Thank you, Jim.
Good luck with that.
Next is handicap only parking sign at 1313 Nicholas. Donald K. and Elizabeth A. Wade.
You know, you showed up early, you got in the front seat, and then you had to wait for half the meeting, right?
So, yeah. You should have a letter and a note from their doctor.
My letter?
Yes.
Yes.
We have both been handicapped. We don't have off-street parking. It's hard for us to get in and out. Take groceries in and out.
Right. So, and you understand there's a cost involved in the in the hanging of that sign at that property, so you're okay with that?
Why is it $100 senior sit?
That would be an issue to take up with city council, I guess. We don't set the fees. We just
damn it.
Thought I'd get out of jail free on that one. I honestly don't recall. Yeah. I think the reason for the price of the signage is in the labor that's involved in putting up the sign, and then also that
you have to paint blue on the curb too.
Bryce, too. Yes, yes. I think your husband had something to add to that.
See, the problem is we're both on Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's going to take food off our table.
Sure. I mean, we understand that it's an imposition to pay for a fee. I think the reason the fee exists is so that, you know, that not...
I understand.
Right.
I understand.
Not that there are people that would take advantage of, you know, if there were a free sign or a very reduced sign. I mean, obviously, folks clearly have that need, so we understand that. Bryce, how soon does that something like that happen? Okay. Pretty quick.
What?
As soon as you get the fee paid, they'll put it up.
Where do we pay the fee?
At Dave's office.
Clerk's office.
Clerk's office.
Clerk's office.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll take care of you.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Oh, so I make a motion that we approve the handicapped only parking sign at 1313 Nicholas.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Approved.
Aye.
Thank you,
folks.
Next up is close half a block of Day Street for an auction. Same parrot.
They're here. I mean, do we just table that? Is that anytime closer? We're gonna.
When's the auction?
I gotta compromise them by not. You know when that was, Dan, or? Okay. All right.
I was gonna say it's not. No. He doesn't even have a date in his
okay.
letter.
Okay. We'll motion to table. Yeah. Okay. If it's something we need to act on, let me know. We'll just go on the next item, Mayor, if that's all right.
Oh, my God. I'm up. Okay.
Next is Closed River Road for Vincent's Rendezvous. Mark Hill.
Switching hats. The rendezvous... is coming up not this weekend. This weekend's Relay for Life. Rendezvous next weekend. Incidentally, the mayor got the first official rendezvous button today, so proudly displaying that. The we're asking for River Road to be closed during the event. The reason for that's twofold. The traffic that goes behind actually River Road towards down Purdue Road is sometimes an issue with you know, just not looking 18th century. You know, if you're watching a battle and you see this car going by, it kind of distracts from the view. But more importantly this year, because of the lovely work that the gas company did, driving a 6-foot path through our woods. It's kind of obliterated the backdrop to the stage area, so that makes that area even more susceptible to the view. So that's the main reason we're requesting that River Road be closed during the event.
What's the date?
I should know that, shouldn't I? I'm the marketing director. May 25th and 26th, the press tells me.
26th, 27th.
I'm pretty sure that's right.
25th and 26th.
25th and 26th, yeah.
Okay. Times?
We would say, let's say 9 to 6 on Saturday and 9 to 5 on Sunday.
Okay, I'll make a motion to close River Road from May 25th and 26th from 9 to 6 and 9 to 5.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Note that Mr. Hill abstained.
Yeah. Okay, next is revised NDOT Riverwalk contract. Basically, this project is so old. They've redone contracts. It doesn't change anything. It's just that they need a new contract signed. Plus, we're going to delay it until, obviously, our levy work is completed from Main to Hart. So they've just asked us to sign the revised contract.
Is there any cost involved in us signing this? Okay.
Nope.
Okay. So I'll move that we approve the NDOT Riverwalk contract as described by Mayor Yoakum, which will delay the project until the levee work is completed from Main to Fifth. Is that what you said?
Main to Hart.
Main to Hart.
And Culbertson.
How long are we extending it?
I don't know how long it's. We basically told them we're going to put this on hold until that work finished.
Okay.
And then we'll.
Okay, I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, next is request for proposal for new trash collection system. The council had a meeting as a whole on the trash issues. They have asked the Board of Works to get quotes from private companies on what the possible cost might be for trash pickup. And I gave you a handout that basically lists everything that the city would be requesting be included in a private company picking up trash and recyclables. And
okay. And Bryce, I'm sure that you're well aware of what's on here, I assume, so.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I'll make a motion that we approve the request for proposal items that will be submitted for RFPs to private vendors.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And then next is Old Northwest 5K Run.
Not throwing any paint. You're going to fire guns at people or anything, Bob? You're just, yeah. Just an old-fashioned 5K.
Just regular sweat.
This might be a record. We have three 5K approvals in one meeting. It's a thanks. This is the route you've run before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Same route.
Thank you.
And we've been accused of false advertising because we say moderately hilly. And
yeah. I've run worse, but it's hilly. Yeah.
But the Saturday the 25th, it starts at 8:30, and it's, I don't know how many years we've had it, but it's pretty
long
much
time.
The same.
Yeah. Okay. It's a good run. You can run the race and come to the rendezvous afterwards and have a buffalo burger and everybody's happy. Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve the Chief, you're okay with that? What?
Corn
on the cob, yeah. Took Corinne's calling me up. Spoiler alert, I'm sorry. Yeah, come have some corn, yeah. Chief, you don't have any problem with that, do you?
No, I think they have run that route several
Washington Avenue is what you
right.
Yeah,
and a good part of that's in the park, too. So, okay, we'll make a motion to approve the Old Northwest 5K run on the 25th, as described by Mr. Hunt.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great.
Thank you.
Have a good race. You going to come out and get painted, the watermelon run, Bob?
Dan is on his way back with the...
With the news about the...
Half block of Day Street.
Okay. So we'll hold on for Dan.
That's pretty heavy agenda.
Yeah. That's way underpaid.
Yeah.
Page two.
We got two. Oh, page yeah. two. Okay. All right. So we need to go ahead and do something on this. Yeah, because it's June 2nd. So, okay.
June 2nd.
Yeah, I mean, this is similar to what they've done before. I mean, there's not any problems with this, is there? So, Chief, this partial street closing for a parrot auctioning is for June the 2nd at noon, and it's for a portion of Day Street. I mean, you don't see a problem with that, do you, on Sunday? Okay. All right. It doesn't really say what portion, does it?
Okay. Half block, corner of New Albany and.
Oh, it's where does that say that on the second page?
Third page.
Oh, third page.
Third line. New Albany, corner of New Albany and Day.
Oh, okay. All right. So we'll make a motion that Parrot Auction Company be allowed to close a portion of Day Street that's connected to the property at 155 East New Albany for Sunday, June the 2nd at noon for the needed hours.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Nothing else, so.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
We are adjourned.
We are adjourned. You'll appreciate having
me. Oh, I'm telling you.
Mark abstained. Who made the motion in the second?
On the run.
Run.
I made the motion.
Okay. And the mayor did. Okay. Okay. Now, another question. At the beginning, I'm sorry, I didn't pick up what you said.
Today, we approved the minutes on the 8th, it was 3-0, but I abstained on that one because I went here on the 8th.
On the 8th, okay.
So that 22nd,
okay.
So that should be 2-0.
Okay, thank you.